Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Talk about Jalen Hurts and his development this year.
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for Jalen. Tremendous person, first and foremost. Highly competitive, extremely smart, great leader. He's the reason why he's probably at the top of the list for MVP right now. Playing with a great team. Go on and on about Jalen. It means a lot to me.
For a while. So, how, in terms of his development as a player, how in particular have you seen him grow in terms of maybe where he is now compared to where he was?
Yeah, he's always been really good. Won a lot wherever he's been. He's a winner. He's a leader at that position. I think he can galvanize a locker room, which obviously he's done. He's made every throw he's had to make. He's tough to bring down when he runs, whether it's design runs or scrambles. He's just gotten better and better. Like, you know, a lot of young guys do that have a lot of talent. They just, you know, gotten better and better.
Statistically, when you look at a team, they usually have good offense and so-so defense. You look at this team statistically, and they're good on both ends.
I think the biggest statistic is 11-1, and usually that correlates for the most part. So I think Howie's done a great job of putting together a really good team, and I think Nick, Nick's a fantastic coach. I've known him for a while. Gets the most out of his guys, and they're playing at a really high level. That's why they're the best team in the league.
What catches your attention when you watch film then?
Everything. Their defensive line, their receivers, their quarterback, their offensive line. I mean, their offensive line is as good as it gets. Starts with Kelsey. Gets everything set. Just been a fantastic player for a really long time. I think Jalen is operating at an extremely high level. And throw AJ, Devontae, you know, Quez got injured there. We'll see where he's at. The running game is really good. Their defense, their corners, their line. I mean, they can rush the passer, stop the run. It's the reason why they're 11-1. They're a well-rounded team.
When you present this to the team this week, they know the challenge. They know if you're playing a 1-11 team or an 11-1 team. How do you present it without gushing?
The same way I present every team. You know, here's things that we got to make sure we handle on our end. It's always about us first, and then here's tendencies, or here's key players, or key situations that we got to be dialed into. Consistency, I would say, whether you're playing Philadelphia or last week Washington or earlier in the year, you're pretty consistent with your approach at the start of really the whole week.
Is it important, with every game, you're giving them a plan to how you can win. Mm-hmm. Is it important with a team like this that's only lost once to give them a plan and make sure that they know you believe that this plan can work?
Well, I think you believe every plan can work. That's why you spend all the hours here. You try to do the best you can in putting something together. That's why they come out here and prepare the way they prepare and practice, and then you go out there and play the game.
Brian, what stands out to you about A.J. Brown?
Strong, excellent hands, can make contested catches, run after catch, complete receiver. You know, he was that way at Tennessee, and he's certainly that way now. You know, him and Jalen have a pretty special relationship, I'd say, that, you know, they knew each other in college, and there's a lot of familiarity with, I would say, Jalen and Brown and Devontae, and you can tell it's paying off.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You mentioned their corners. What have you seen from James Bradbury on film? Yep. Is it tough at all to know that, you know, he could be here?
No, I mean, that's the NFL. I mean, that's people are one place, then they're the next place. Both those guys, Bradbury and Slay, are really good corners. They can play zone. They can play man. They're experienced. I think they read routes well. There's two hard guys outside to throw the ball against.
When you're watching Eagles film, how much maybe are you paying more attention to that one loss versus the most recent stuff?
Charlotte watch every tape. So, you know, I go through the whole season. Later in the season, longer it is you're here. But you're really, the way I watch it is I watch kind of straight through. Before, as a coordinator, you're just watching, you know, the defensive side of the ball as an offensive coordinator. So, you know, there's an average 180 plays a game, somewhere around there. And you just whip through it and, you know, kind of see how the game's being played, you know, from a 1,000-foot view. You know, complimentary football, what's happening, what are they making now the offense do? Are they getting them into a bunch of passing situations? Are you able to control the clears? A bunch of things. So you certainly watch the one that they lost, but you watch all the ones that they win too.
Ruff Ryan, when you're watching the Eagles and you don't see many weaknesses, if any, how much more difficult does it make for you to game plan because there's no weaknesses for you to go after?
I'd say it's pretty similar each week. You know, every team has, you know, strengths in this league, and then you try to, you know, look at things that can maybe give you an advantage. The players, the personnel they have are really good. And I think, you know, as a coaching staff, just again, I've said this before, Nick, and I was with Nick about 10 years ago is when I met him. He's, you know, he was a QC, and then we interviewed him, and he got his first job as a receiver coach. I think he sees the game the right way. Came from a football family just outside of Buffalo. Just a really good football coach with really good players. I got a good organization.
Right. Going back to Alabama.
What is it about Hurts that enabled him to respond so well to being taken out of that big game?
Yeah, I think, well, I would just say this, not to go back then, but just knowing the player and knowing the person, he's as competitive and mentally tough as I've ever been around. He's a great teammate. So, you know, unfortunately, we have to play them twice a year. I'm very happy for the success that he's had. He's a special young man to me, and he's just a mentally tough guy, Pat. Like, nothing rattles him. He doesn't get rattled. So he got this happened. He don't worry about all that stuff. He just focuses on what he needs to focus on. The short time I was around him, I haven't been around him for 5 years or whatever it is, but just as a young college person, you have a great appreciation for his mental toughness, his competitive stamina, and his leadership.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I want to circle back to something you alluded to after the game. You said how you have these analytics meetings and you go through all the situations. At this stage in the season, did those meetings also include, like, how the result impacts the playoff race? Because, you know, early in the year, you're just thinking weather, the defense, and that. Is that part of it now, too?
That's part of the discussion, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of things. Those meetings last just as long as watching those plays, even more so. So there's a lot of things, particularly at this time of year right now, that you're talking about. There is every game, but then as it goes later and later into the season, certainly things like that pop up.
From a coaching perspective, you mentioned the strengths and weaknesses of your opponent and how you're looking at it. Do you kind of, I mean, I know you're Mr. Consistency and keep it the same, but when it's a challenge like this, does it get you going maybe even more so than a regular game, knowing that there are a lot of things against you on paper?
Yeah, no, I think I understand your question. Not really, just because I've been coaching in so many games. it's just the most important game for that week. I think I've been in 30 playoff games, national championship, 5 Super Bowls, 9 AFC championship games, been in some big games throughout my career as a position coach, as a coordinator. I don't think you can let one game be bigger than any other game, or one mean less than any other game. It's the most important game because it's the next one. On top of that, it's the leader in our division and pretty much the leader in the NFL. So certainly as a competitor, you want to play and compete against the best, and they're the best.
Do you find it difficult to impart that same mentality on your players?
Sorry, I lost you with the...
Sorry, do you find it difficult to impart that same mentality on your players? Because they're the ones who are going to be doing it on Sunday.
About just the next game?
Yeah, the next game.
No, I think that's what that's how I've coached. I think every individual is different. You'd have to ask, the players. But what we've tried to do is, the next game is the most important game. There's things to learn from every game, whether you win or lose. You can't get too high or too low. Again, I've said it many times, it's a humbling league. You do everything you can do. You put everything you can in to win a game. And then when that game's over, your tank is empty, so to speak, and you got to start filling it back up. So I think these guys have done a good job with that, and it's, that's how we're going to approach it.
Right. In terms of your guys' injuries,
yep.
Might you have Xavier McKinney this week?
I would say I doubt it.
Okay. What about who else won't practice?
Who won't practice? So Shane won't practice, Zudu, Adori, Leo, and then the three guys I talked to you about on, what was that, Monday?
Yeah,
those would be the three guys.
Dex and
the bet guys. Give them a.
Kenny and Darnay are back, limited full.
Darnay will practice. I assume it would be limited, but we'll see. Most of the other guys are, whether limited a little bit or not, but. Anticipate them practicing.
So Josh, is that anything serious with a neck?
He's fighting through it. We'll see. I think he's getting better, but he's fighting through it.
What about Leo's neck injury?
Probably. I'm not going to put him in the Zudu's category, but it's the same thing. Okay. Yeah. The rest of today, we'll see where he's at tomorrow.
And is Bredesen going to be back this week? Like, could he play?
We'll see. We'll do the same thing we did last week with him. I think he's better than he was last week. Last week, leading into the week, I was kind of uncertain. Then we watched some practice. Figured it'd be, give him another week, maybe another week after that. But we'll see where he's at today.
Thanks, Dave. Wait, I just wanted to, real quick, on McKinney. After the game, I asked him about the club stuff, and he said, yeah, I'll put a club on. And then you said Monday, no. So.
Well, not when he has the pins in his hand.
Okay. So when he does come back, he could.
Yeah, we'll see.
After the
pins. Yeah.
I see.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.